With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor fire crews are looking into an overnight house fire. It happened around 1:30 a.m. on Marinette Avenue between Wyandotte and Tuscarora East. There have been no reports of injuries, but a cause and damage estimate have yet to be determined. A Windsor man faces numerous drug and weapon-related charges after being arrested up north on Good Friday. The OPP Amaguin Highlands Detachment said a vehicle was stopped north of Huntsville. About $10,000 in suspected drugs were seized, along with numerous weapons. The 40-year-old, plus a woman from Whitby, have been held for a bail hearing. 598 stolen vehicles have been recovered thanks to a widespread auto theft probe. The investigation, led by the OPP and the Canada Border Services Agency, recovered the vehicles in sea containers at the Port of Montreal as part of Project Vector. 75% of the vehicles that were recovered came from Ontario. Starting next week, local hospitals will notify patients whose data was breached during last year's cyber attack. Each organization will send letters to affected parties, so a patient could receive more than one letter if they visited multiple hospitals. In Windsor Essex, the number of affected patients at all three hospital systems comes to a total of 175,800. The drama over the name of Kingsville's new K-12 school appears to be over, but not without tension. Public board trustees voted to accept a revision Tuesday night of the name of Erie Migration Academy to Erie Migration District School. That followed 10 minutes of bickering and resulted in two trustees storming out in anger. The motion had been introduced after concerns were raised about the previous name's acronym having a sexual meaning. A Windsor company is shutting down. The parent company of Emmerich Plastics is shuttering, with about 100 employees affected. The facility on Ellis Street is also closing. WindsorNewsToday.ca has reached out to Unifor Local 195, which represented the employees, but has not yet received a response. In sports, the Maple Leafs host the Lightning Wednesday night. In baseball, the Blue Jays continue with the Astros, and the Tigers are in Queens against the Mets. In the NBA, the Raptors are at Minnesota, and the Pistons visit Atlanta. Charlotte Hornets head coach Steve Clifford is reportedly stepping down at the end of the season, according to ESPN, and will take a front office job. Wednesday afternoon's weather, mostly cloudy skies and 9 with a passing shower possible. A chance of showers or flurries Wednesday night and plus 3. Clouds Thursday, breezy and 8. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.